Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. Great to have you in that listening audience. We come to you each and every Sunday at this time. By the grace of God, we've been bringing these messages to you for 20 years now. And we praise the Lord for this radio station, for all the prayers and provision, and most of all for you, the listener. And so today, if this is your first time listening, we hope you come back each and every Sunday and make this a regular stop on your Sunday worship schedule. Today we're going to be talking about the resurrection. This is Resurrection Sunday, or Day of Passover, and so we are excited to be bringing these messages to you. And so the message for today is the resurrection. You have to believe in the resurrection for salvation. The resurrection is a historical fact, and it's also the cornerstone of the Christian faith. And so we are going to talk about that today. If you have your Bible there, turn it to 1 Corinthians chapter 15, the resurrection chapter. Once again, this is Jim Rao, your host, Gather the Outcast Radio Ministry. Great to be with you today. We're going to get into this message on the resurrection here in just a minute. But first, I want to give you a brief update what's going on in Kenya. We're working on the septic system, and we're planning a primary school construction for 200 to 300 students. It'll be about 12 classrooms and a playground on 2 acres. And so we're in the midst of working on the septic system. And so that's a big project right now. We have about 6 to 10 guys working on the project. And so if you feel committed or you feel a burden to help us build that school, it's going to take about $300,000. It's a big project for this ministry, but if you feel a burden to help, stay tuned for contact information at the end of this broadcast. We'd love to have you help. We'd love to have you come along beside this ministry and build a school for the Makunda children. Many of the children in Makunda Village are Muslim, and many of them don't go to school after about grade 4 or grade 6. They drop out and just go back to farming with their families. And so this would be a wonderful opportunity to upgrade the lifestyle, upgrade the standard of living of people in Makunda. And so this is the reason God planted us in that village, was to bring the light of the gospel and to bring the light of hope for a better standard of living for these poor people there in Kenya. Well, today we're going to be talking about the resurrection. As I spoke, this is Resurrection Sunday, and so we are thankful to the Lord for the crucifixion. We're thankful that Jesus was sent to the cross, and out of obedience he went to the cross and he shed his perfect precious blood for us. And so we are thankful for this day. It's a day of celebration, a day of rejoicing, a day of praise. And so I hope you are going to attend a fellowship today after you listen to this broadcast. I pray that you would go attend a fellowship. Don't feel any guilt or shame if you haven't been to church for a long time. Just go and enjoy the day. Praise the Lord. Thank the Lord that he shed his blood for you. Thank the Lord for the resurrection and that he took the pain of your sin on the cross and he overcame death for you, that you too might know resurrection in your life. Well, before we get into 1 Corinthians chapter 15, just want to refer back to a scripture in Romans chapter 10, verse 9. And it says, if you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. For with the heart man believes, resulting in righteousness, and with the mouth he confesses, resulting in salvation. And then in verse 13, Romans chapter 10, it says, for whoever will call upon the name of the Lord will be saved. Well, let me refer back to that verse number 9. If you confess with your mouth Jesus as Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. And so you can understand from that scripture that the resurrection and belief in the resurrection is essential for your salvation. And so the narrative coming out of that day was that the Roman soldiers hid the body, or that somebody came and stole the body from the tomb, and there was lots of narratives that tried to dispute the fact that Jesus was resurrected. And so the narrative of the world is that they do not believe there was a resurrection. Well, I challenge you today, if you want to know for sure with your own eyes, you go to that tomb and you look in there and you'll see there are no bones there. There's nothing there that indicates Jesus' body stayed in the tomb. And if you read the historical record written in the Bible and other historical accounts of the resurrection, it is a historical fact, and you can choose to believe it or you can choose not to believe it. But the important thing for you to understand is that for you to have salvation as a believer, for you to have salvation and the opportunity, the gift of eternal life in heaven with Christ Jesus and with Father God and the Holy Spirit and the saints who have gone on before you, you have to believe in the resurrection. It's not an optional thing. You can't just believe that Jesus was a good man. You can't just believe that Jesus was a prophet, or you can't believe that the crucifixion was a historical fact and Jesus did in fact die for you, and you say, well, that was nice, but you can't dispute then the resurrection. The resurrection is part and parcel of the whole story of salvation, the whole idea of salvation, that Jesus shed his precious blood for you, but he defeated the devil once and for all. He defeated the devil, and he showed that no longer does death have authority over you, no longer does death have dominion over you, and so that gives you the same freedom that Jesus Christ has. You have freedom in Christ. We have freedom in Christ. Galatians 5:1 says, it was for freedom that Christ set us free. Amen. And so he showed us that he has power over death, that his blood has power over death, and so you don't need to fear death, and it liberates you, it frees you, it gives you freedom to walk on this earth with a whole different attitude, because you know you have no fear in death. There's nothing in death to fear. The moment that you close your eyes here on this earth, you will be transported by the angels to heaven to sit down at the right hand of God, just as Jesus did. We are seated in the heavenly places, the Bible tells us. And so you're seated in the heavenly places as soon as you die, and in fact, even before you die, you have a viewpoint, you are able to have a viewpoint of the heavenly perspective, seated with Jesus in the heavenly places. And so that is important for you to understand, that your salvation depends not only on the blood of Jesus having been shed for your sin, but your salvation also depends on the fact that you believe in resurrection, that Christ gave us the authority to have power over death. All right, in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, this is called the resurrection chapter, and it was written by the Apostle Paul. And so the Apostle Paul talks about the resurrection of Jesus Christ and what it means for us as Christians to believe in the resurrection. And so he starts in verse 3, "For I delivered to you as of first importance what I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures." Well, that's why Jesus went to the cross, to shed his perfect, precious blood for you, because his blood was perfect. He had no sin. He had no blemishes, he had no flaws, and so when he went to the cross, his sacrifice of blood was perfect to cover for your sins. And verse 4, and that he was buried, and that he was raised on the third day according to the scriptures, and then he appeared to Cephas, that is Peter, and then to the 12, and that he appeared to more than 500 brethren at one time, most of whom remain until now, but some have fallen asleep. Then he appeared to James, then to all the apostles. And then Paul goes on to say in verse 8, and last of all, as it were to one untimely born, he appeared to me also. And so Paul, you know the story of him. If you don't, I'll just briefly tell it. He was on the road to Damascus. He was a persecutor of Christians. He helped pull Christians out of their house and put them in prison. He was also an accomplice to murder. He helped murder Stephen, the first evangelist, when Stephen was sharing the gospel message. Saul, as he was called at that time, Saul was there to hold the coat of those who were involved in murdering Stephen. And so Saul was a persecutor of Christians. He was a blasphemer, and God had him go to Damascus, and on the road to Damascus, Jesus appeared to him, and Jesus, in a bright light, in a light that blinded Paul, he appeared to him, and Paul was then blinded for 3 days. He couldn't see. He was sent in to Damascus at a place called Straight Street, and Ananias took care of him, and God showed Paul, or Saul, at that time what he must do to suffer for God, to what he must do to suffer for the gospel's sake. And so that came at a time when Saul was on his way to persecute and kill Christians, and it came at a time Saul had to make a decision about his future, what he believed about Jesus Christ. And because of the revelation of Jesus Christ to him, then he chose to accept Jesus as his Lord and Savior. He was then baptized, the scale fell off of his eyes, and he saw the light. You might say he saw the light, and he came to a knowledge of Jesus Christ. Well, in 1 Corinthians 15:20, Apostle Paul goes on to talk about Jesus as the first fruits of all creation. But now Christ has been raised from the dead, the first fruits of those who are asleep. For since by man came death, by a man also came the resurrection of the dead. For as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive. Well, you have a choice to make today, brethren. You have a choice whether to align yourself with Adam. The sin of Adam caused all men to die, not just physical death, but spiritual death. The sin of Adam, when Adam and Eve fell in the garden, sin came into the world, and sin overcomes man even to this day, and sin overcomes every single man. The Bible says all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And so whoever you are today, whatever you are today, whatever you do today, you have sin in your life. If you never confessed your sin, if you've never admitted that you're a sinner, you're still in Adam's camp. And so you need to confess Jesus. If you want to have eternal life with Jesus Christ, you need to confess Jesus. You need to get down on your knees, say, Lord, I know I have sin in my life. Lord, I want to repent. I want to ask you to forgive me of my sin. And you come out of Adam's camp and you go into the camp of Christ Jesus, because the Apostle Paul says, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all shall be made alive. And so that is the picture of the resurrection. In Christ all shall be made alive. When Jesus came up out of that tomb, he showed everyone in the world at that time, and even in this time, 2025, he showed that he no longer had submitted to Adam, that he was no longer submitted to Adam. He was submitted to the power of the resurrection of the Lord God Almighty. And so when you are in the camp of Jesus Christ, when you confess your sin and repent of your sin, and you say, Lord, I want you to raise me up to a new creation. I want you to raise me up just as you raised your son Jesus. Then it says, in Christ, all shall be made alive. But each in his own order, verse 23, Christ the first fruits, after that those who are Christ's at his coming. Well, that talks about the rapture. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verse 16 and 17, it says that when the Lord descends to gather up the church, the first to come will be those who are asleep in the earth. They will be the first ones to come. And then those of us who are alive and remain will come after them. And so if the Lord comes back today to rapture out the church, those saints who have already passed away, but their resurrection bodies have not been redeemed yet, they will be the first to go in their order. And then those of us who are alive and remain, we shall then be caught up with the Lord, and we shall always be with Him. If you read that passage, 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, 16 and 17, it says, we will always be with Him and encourage each other with these words. And so that is how the spirit and the soul and the body come together. The spirit, the soul, and the body, the spiritual body, will eventually be resurrected and join with the soul and the spirit in heaven. And so that is the way that you will overcome death. You will then abide with Jesus Christ for all eternity. So in verse 24, it says, then comes the end when Jesus delivers up the kingdom to the God and Father, when he has abolished all rule and all authority and all power. Well, that's a reference to Revelation chapter 20, the end of the millennial reign, when the rebellion of Satan is finished, when God throws Satan into the lake of fire and the rebellion of Satan is finished for all time. There will no longer be any more rebellion. There will be a new heaven and a new earth. It goes back to the original Garden of Eden. There will be no sin. There will be no tears. There will be no crying. There will be no shame. It goes back to the original Garden of Eden. And so the rebellion of Satan will be finished at the end of the millennial reign. I would suggest you go read that in Revelation chapter 20, verse 1 through 10, and you will see that that is a story of the end of Satan. And so in verse 25 here in 1 Corinthians chapter 15, Jesus must reign until he has put all his enemies under his feet. And that is the time when he puts all his enemies under his feet. Verse 26, the last enemy that will be abolished is death. And so Jesus Christ abolished death. He abolished the power of death over us, and so you too will then have the power of the resurrection. You will have power over death in your life, and you will, as I spoke before, you will have the freedom to walk in that freedom. You will not be concerned about death. It will free you up from the fear of death. It'll free you up from the fear of doing many things. You will be released to have joy. You'll be released to have peace. You'll be released to walk in freedom, and that is God's plan for your life. Verse 35, let's jump down to verse 35 in 1 Corinthians chapter 15. But someone will say, how are the dead raised? And with what kind of body do they come? You fool, that which you sow does not come to life unless it dies. And that which you sow, you do not sow the body which is to be, but a bare grain, perhaps of wheat or of something else. But God gives it a body just as he wished, and to each of the seeds a body of its own. And so when you think about a kernel of wheat or or a seed of corn, you put that in the ground and it comes up and it doesn't look anything at all like what you put in the ground. And so that is with the body that is put in the ground, the resurrection body, your resurrection body that will live on for all eternity. It does not look anything like the body that went into the ground. You can picture your own body, your fleshly body, going into the ground as a seed, just as a kernel of corn and a kernel of wheat. It's a seed, and the resurrection body that comes up will not have any resemblance to what went into the ground. Verse 37, that which you sow, you do not sow the body which is to be, but a bare grain, perhaps of wheat or something else. But God gives it a body just as he wished, and to each of the seeds a body of its own. All flesh is not of the same flesh, but there is the flesh of men and the flesh of beasts, the flesh of birds, the flesh of fish. There are also heavenly bodies and there are earthly bodies, but the glory of the heavenly is one and the glory of the earthly is another. And so now you have the glory of the earthly body. At some point in time, your earthly body, the body that you have now, your tent, that you have right now, at some point in time, that tent will grow old, it will expire, or it may expire in an accident or in some way. You will be finished with your tent, with your earthly tent, and then if you know Jesus Christ as your Lord, then you will receive your heavenly body, your soul and spirit will go on to reside in heaven with the Lord Jesus Christ and with Father God. And then when Jesus comes back to gather up the church, your spiritual body will be gathered up. Your spiritual body will be gathered with the saints, and you will go to heaven for the marriage supper of the Lamb, and you will go to heaven and you will be restored with your spirit and your soul and your spiritual body, and you will be complete. You will be completely restored, completely whole, completely put back together just as God created you. There is one glory of the sun, another glory of the moon, and another glory of the stars, for stars differ from star in glory. So also is the resurrection of the dead. It is sown a perishable body. It is raised an imperishable body. It is sown in dishonor. It is raised in glory. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. It is sown in weakness. It is raised in power. It is sown a natural body. It is raised a spiritual body. If there is a natural body, there is also a spiritual body. So also it is written, the first man, Adam, became a living soul. The last Adam, that is Jesus Christ, became a life-giving spirit. However, the spiritual is not first, but the natural comes first, then the spiritual. The first man is from the earth, earthy, and the second man is from heaven. Well, beloved, I hope you have confessed Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. If you have not, you need to do that today. If you have not, the resurrection is meaningless to you. If you have not, then the crucifixion is meaningless to you. There has to be a reception on your part. There has to be a reception. The free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. The Bible tells us that the wages of sin is death. The wages of sin is death. But the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus. God created you to worship Him. God created you to love Him. God created you to serve Him. You have a higher calling and a higher purpose than this earthly life. That doesn't mean you quit your job as a teacher. You don't have to quit your job as a farmer, but your spiritual body has to respond to God. Your spiritual body has to acknowledge and give honor and glory and credit that is due to God for your life. You understand that you were created by God. You were created for a purpose to give glory and honor to Him. And when you get to that point, beloved, then you recognize that you need a Savior. When you get to that point, recognize that you have sin, that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God, then you are ready to move in to that spiritual body. Well, let's jump down to verse 50. We're running out of time here. Now I say this, brethren, the flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does the perishable inherit imperishable. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trumpet. For the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised imperishable, and we shall all be changed. That's another description of the rapture right there. Well, jump down to verse 54. When this perishable will have put on the imperishable, and this mortal will have put on immortality, then will come about the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is your victory? O death, where is your sting? The sting of death is sin, and the power of sin is the law. But thanks be to God, who gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. Well, death will no longer have sting. It will no longer have victory over you when you say yes to Jesus, when you believe in Jesus Christ and say yes to Him. Then you will have eternal life, and death will no longer have its grip on you. Beloved, I hope that's you today. Give time to give thanks to the Lord today. Give time to give praise to the Lord today. And if you do, you will be blessed. God will be blessed. And you can move forward in your life to serve Him, to honor Him, to bring glory to Him through your life. Well, Gathered the Outcast is a listener-supported radio ministry. We praise God for that. 20 years of faithful dedication to this ministry, and I hope some of you have been with me 20 years. We'll make a special offering this Resurrection Day to bless this ministry. We've been through a lot with this ministry, not only the radio broadcast, but the Africa Mission, and I hope you come alongside us. We'd love to hear from you today. You can contact us at Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. That's Gather the Outcast, Box 92, Norton, Kansas, 67654. You can find us on Facebook at facebook.com/Jim Rao. You can use your debit or credit card at PayPal, paypal.me/Gather the Outcast. We'd love to hear from you today. Sit down today, write us out a check, let us know you're listening, and you will be blessed, God will be blessed, and we will go forward as we look to the days ahead with this ministry. Thank you again for listening today. God bless you. Tune in again next week. Have a great week.